Welcome to Lanyap, a program about issues, events, and people. And joining me today in the studio is Betsy Ushkrat and Corey McKern with the Louisiana Opera. Welcome.
Hi, thank you for having us.
And you guys are here as guest artists visiting Monroe. Betsy from New Orleans. Corey, you're from Pensacola, Florida. And in town for the opera, Susanna. Corey, tell me a little bit about the opera, Susanna.
Well, there's an old saying that life is short and opera is long. However, in this case, this story is very relatable. It takes place in a small Tennessee town, Appalachian country. This innocent young girl, Susanna, unfortunately goes bathing in a creek, and the elders of the church see her there, and they sort of cast her out. And there's a traveling preacher that's going to try to save her soul, which is my character, Olin Blitch.
Is she, like, naked in the creek?
She is indeed.
So she's
bathing naked as a jaybird, they say. Yeah.
So she is a bad girl.
She is. And this story, you know, this is very relatable, and the music is really stunningly beautiful. So it's really fun to put this on that, you know, sometimes with opera, there's a degree of separation or a learning curve. But this piece, when you have a piece like this, I always say this is just a great evening of theater.
And you play the preacher who tries to save her soul. What's your preacher character's name?
I do. Yeah. Olin Blitch. And I hate to give a spoiler alert, but he indeed tries to save her soul, but unfortunately he ends up corrupting her in the process.
And Betsy Ushkrat with us, and Betsy, you play Susanna, the girl who needs a soul saving, at least according to the preacher.
Right, and according to the town, it's really unfair. She's just been cast as this woman of the devil, but it really has to do with jealousy and the fact that her family is, not really of upstanding status in the town. She just lives with her brother in this small little cabin out in the woods, and she's trying to be accepted. She's trying to be a part of the community and a part of the church, and all of a sudden this happens. All the town elders see her and say, oh, it's her fault that we saw her naked and that she created lust in us. And what I like about this opera is that we get to sing with a Southern accent.
Okay. Now, let's talk about that. You're both opera singers.
Yes. Correct.
When I think opera, I think big lady singing Italian.
Yes.
This one's in English.
Yes, exactly. That's what I was trying to subtly say earlier. You know, this is very accessible because it's not only in our own language, but I think the story is quite relatable to all of us that, you know, I grew up in the South, but lived in New York for years and lived in Seattle. So when you come from the South and you experience other parts of the country, you sort of realize the South is a little different in a lot of ways, in a lot of great ways. But this, mm-hmm. this story, I think, is relatable to all of us. And so I think we're really excited to be in a community like Monroe doing this piece.
Mm-hmm. So this is part of the Louisiana Opera, and the Louisiana Opera has been around a little while, but folks may not know about it. Tell me a little bit about the Louisiana Opera.
It's been around for about 5 years. It's based here at the university. Our director is Dr. Mark Clark, and he brings in conductors, such as for this production, we have Dr. Jeffrey Peterson conducting and Dr. Richard Seiler playing the piano. And we've done lots of operas that have been in Italian, German, English. We've done musicals, and it's just a way to bring these fine arts to Monroe. Corey and I find it really exciting. I'm here with my husband, too. He is singing Sam, who is my brother, in this show. And
that works in Tennessee where this thing is set, doesn't it?
There have been quite a few jokes.
He's your husband and your brother.
But I'll tell you what, Tyler sung a lot of great roles here at the Monroe Opera.
This is kind of a unique experience for us. A lot of us were students of Dr. Clark when he was at Indiana University, mm-hmm. And we've come here several times, which as a sort of traveling carnival performer, I like to say, it's you don't often have such a relationship with a community. So we've been back several times, and part of what makes this job great is the folks in Monroe. There's a really great support, and We've had a wonderful time coming here.
Now, you both work as educators. You're at Corey, you're at West Florida.
Correct.
What do you do at West Florida
I took a teaching job there a couple years ago, got off the road a bit, and I teach in the theater and music department, teach voice and a few other classes.
And Betsy, what do you do?
I'm an adjunct professor at Loyola University in New Orleans, so I enjoy the flexibility of being able to perform and teach. I also teach not only in the classical division, but in the pop and commercial music.
Let's hear your best Christina Aguilera,
Betsy.
Oh,
no. I leave that to my students. They have it. I just make them run through a lot of vocalizes in the morning.
Now, the Louisiana Opera will be doing two performances coming up this weekend. Betsy, what time are those performances?
They'll be at 7:30 on Friday night. That'll be June 9th. Please just come to the door. You can get tickets there. You can also get tickets at the Fiesta Nutrition Center. I wanted to mention also, then we have a matinee show. It'll be on June 11th, and that'll be at 2 o'clock p.m.
So a Friday night,
yes,
and a Sunday afternoon, and Saturday y'all get to go see the sights.
Yes, that's so right. You get the day off. And I want to put a shout-out to our other castmates, Joss Milton, Tyler Smith, Claire Evangelisti, Kristen Oden, McKenna Jovingo, Camille Peterson, Mark Payton, Greg Oden, and an opera chorus from ULM.
Well, that sounds like it's going to be a lot of fun. The opera Susanna sat in Appalachia, and it sounds like you guys are enjoying yourself. That's the fun part about coming and getting to do something is having fun while you're doing it.
That's right. A little bit of work, a little bit of fun.
Once again, the Louisiana Opera, the performance is Friday at 7:30, Sunday night at 2, and Betsy and Corey, thank you for being here today on Lanyap.
Thank you.
To find out more, you can visit our website, kedm.org.